Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us to be free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out working on the Third Watch right now, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the gals and the guys out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, to our bulk mail haulers, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you can get your mail delivered to you today. Thanks very much. And our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas and the diesel so you can have some go juice to run to and forth to work today, even though it's expensive. But it did drop down a little bit. We'll get into that in a little bit. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social. Our handles over there at every one of those is at Captain's America. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And also, don't forget our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the things we have over there. And on the homepage, you will see a link there for Denise Simon and her founderscode.com website. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Smiley person. Now, Nancy Pelosi. Is she ever going to get it right, or is she just going to sit there and act stupid all the time with the comments?
She doesn't care. She's so protected. I mean, we have an elite class.
Yep.
That, you know, they virtually just don't care. You know, there's money and there's power, and obviously it's working. I mean, it's working for Governor Newsom, it's working for Biden. I mean, it's working for Hunter, it's working for Hillary. All these people, they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Which is why this election series coming up in November this year is going to be a very clear message sent to each and every one of them. They're not going to like it either. They're not going to like it.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, I mean, we hope that's right. But, you know, I would never be cocky enough to say that, you know, it's going to be a complete red wave.
Nope.
I mean,
nope.
I don't trust all these systems. And I don't trust the voters and Democrats. And
there's a key to all this. The key to all this is that you have to continue to act like as if you're 10 points down and not think that you're 10 points up. As long as you do As long as you do that and you're hungry, you'll succeed in what you're doing because you'll accomplish more than what you think you were going to begin with. That's my advice to the people that are running. Now, Kate Steinle's killer has been ordered deported again as a new caravan is approaching the border. It kind of appears like this guy could latch onto that convoy and come right back in again. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know, I should say. Well, your listeners might, but I don't know when somebody is deported what that really looks like. I, quite frankly, I'm not even trusting that either, to be honest with you.
He's gotten in twice before.
Well, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, deportation means nothing, as far as I'm concerned, because, I mean, we're finding out that some of these people that come back in that we arrest have been deported six times, and they're back the next day. So,
right.
I mean, I'm not trusting any of it.
Well, I certainly hope this time they can get it right, but I don't have any confidence, like you say, that that's, in fact, going to be done. I will say this. Yesterday, French President Macron, there was an article out there from some technical website that said that France is going to stop giving aid to the Ukraine. They no longer are going to help them, this, that, and the other. But yet, the French government, and from Macron's office, the press release was very definitive. It said France will continue to give aid to Ukraine.
Sure they will.
Yeah, and they'll give Ukraine long-range missiles if they can.
Well, look, like Macron or not, you know, he's been very, very involved in negotiations. Not that they're gone anywhere, but he's been very, very involved in it. And so, you know, I would say he's done more than Olaf Scholz, the Schultz or whatever his name is, of the prime minister of, or the chancellor of Germany. But, you know, Europe's got a problem, and that's energy. And, you know, they went totally green. Well, I shouldn't say totally green, but they went to a whole green kind of operation here, and they're suddenly finding out that that isn't working out terribly well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so what's happening? Well, the United States, we're selling natural gas to Europe. We are selling natural gas to Europe. That's why we don't have enough oil and gas here.
And it may explain why the price did what it did the last couple of days or so, dropped down, and now all of a sudden it's creeping back up again, because we were unloading our supplies is what it looked like, because we didn't have anywhere else to store it. That's what I was told. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is the website. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that she does. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. On the Captain's America Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All right, well, the right after this is me telling you that this segment's brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for about 85 years and counting. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you also have an ATV. Maybe you have an RV. Maybe you have a boat. You can get all that over there, too. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And where you really save the money, and I mean really save the money, is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance, and you will save a boatload of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. See what they can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We've got Erin in Colorado on the line, and I think she wants to give a lightning cheer for us right away. Okay, you're going to cheer the lightning?
Oh, hey, F.
All right, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, Cap, Denise, well, you know, I've got to talk about the broken down dark side dumb donkey of a so-called president.
Yep.
And the thing is, though, he's so desperate. Now he's threatening domestic oil companies like Exxon that if they don't drill, he's going to use his executive powers, his powers, to force them to drill oil, bring oil to America. So Denise, could you please explain? Does this broken down dumb donkey of a salt couple? Can he use executive powers to force domestic oil companies to do his dirty bidding? Cap, Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you, Erin. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the truth of the matter is, as I've said on the show a couple of times, is that this administration is essentially nationalizing the industry,
mm-hmm.
much like Maduro of Venezuela did. He cannot order them to do anything, but they have to necessarily sometimes cooperate because the oil companies, again, nationalizing them, they're at the mercy of the government approving permits, refineries,
yep.
You know, all those kinds of things. So it's essentially extortion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting thing, and I'm very disappointed that, and I've been meaning to say this for about a week or more, I'm very disappointed that none of the media or the Republicans have brought this up, because they keep saying this administration keeps placing blame on other people for not, or for the price of oil and gas.
Mm-hmm.
And they start off with it's Putin's price hike.
Yeah.
Well, then that means that Putin has defeated, went to war, soft war, and defeated the U.S. economy under Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's all kinds of things that Biden could obviously do, but he allowed, if he wants to keep blaming Putin, then he allowed Putin to defeat him and us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Putin 1, United States 0 when it comes to oil and gas.
Mm-hmm. And that's not really the way it is, and I get what you're saying, because we're not fighting.
But it is the way it is.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
precisely the way it is. And not only is it oil and gas, but oil also affects so many other industries. And
everything.
It affects, obviously, transportation.
Mm-hmm.
It affects fertilizer in the farmers and the ranchers. It affects our medical industry. It affects plastics. I mean, I can go on and on and on. So he's also, and of course Biden, you know, hasn't figured this out yet, but Putin has been stealing grain from Ukraine.
Yep.
And this is what they haven't stolen. They have blocked from their cargo ships from the Black Sea.
Yep.
Okay, from transport.
Yep.
So now how many countries across the world depend on Ukraine grain, because they're the number four producer of grain in the world. So now we've got starving countries, and soon to be us, probably, but certainly Africa. So this cat in the White House and his national security people and his State Department people and his CIA people, you know, that every one of them has it wrong. Every one of them, because Putin, I think what he's doing is kind of like the China version of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Putin's version of Ukraine is doing the same thing to the rest of the world. He's stopping oil and gas from going into Europe. He's stopping grain from going to, you know, far destinations. And we were getting 8% of our oil from him. So Putin is winning, and mm-hmm. no one's admitting that.
Did you see the big aircraft carrier they just launched?
The Russian aircraft carrier?
Uh-huh.
Not worried about it.
Yeah, I know, but they've launched a big old fancy aircraft carrier, and everybody's going, uh-oh. As a matter of fact, it's bigger. I think it's the largest aircraft carrier in the world, if I read it right. Bigger than
maybe
the one China made. But anyway, it is what it is. But it is what it is. But, of course, these countries are, you know, continuing to do what they're continuing to do, and we're pulling back, and that's not going to go very well with us in the future. That's why we have to take our country back come November, to the extent that we can get control of the House and get control of the Senate, which I think we'll do both, but maybe not by quite as much as we think we are.
I mean, we're in trouble, and it's going to take a long time to unwind all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, because even if we get the oil back and we start doing what we need to do right away, it's going to take months to get the supply back in, to get the price down, to get the EPA back on board, because all that stuff that Trump got rid of is all back in place again. All the rules, all the regulations. That's why they can't just go out and go drilling like they did.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
Precisely. I mean, they're selling a false story here of there's 6,000 or 9,000 oil permits. Permits mean nothing.
Right.
That just says you can go explore.
Right.
We can explore. But then if they come up to a dead, you know, area,
yep,
then the permit means nothing, and they pay for the permit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned refineries a little while ago. You know, it's been since 1972, the last refinery we built. So consequently, what's going on is you've got oil companies like Exxon, who is putting $25 million into the repair and refurbation of one of their plants, one of their refineries, rather, so they can keep up with the production.
Correct. So, you know, this administration, including Bernie Sanders, they're making billions and billions and billions in profits so that they want to bring back the windfall profits tax.
Yeah, and then there's Janet Grantham, the Department of Energy secretary, who's making money.
Right.
Yeah, making money with the electric cars that she's pushing because she's got a big investment in there.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think that the White House, interestingly enough, I think that the White House ought to take the top 20 people on the payroll at the White House and move their entire operation to Middle America for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Get out of the White House. Get everybody. Susan Rice, all the department secretaries,
yep,
agency people, and move them into Middle America for 2 weeks and see how they change their tune. Or, you know what? No more flying on government aircraft. Make them all fly coach on commercial. See how that works out.
Okay. Well, let's we're not going to be able to take the caller. We're going to run out of time here. So, caller, you'll have to call back here when we get our next guest coming in here. But because we're running out of time, I only got like 10 seconds here with you.
Uh-oh.
So tell us again, what are you going to be writing about today?
I don't know yet. I mean, I have a target-rich environment here, so I have no idea.
Sure. And the thing about it, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, sign up for the article she writes, get on her mailing list, and you'll be in like Flynn. You'll know what goes on when she knows about it. So have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. And I'll be back with more right after these messages with our military and veterans news segment. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee held its third public hearing of the month with a focus on the pressure campaign on then Vice President Mike Pence.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney, in her closing statement, previewed evidence still to come, promising information in the next hearing on Tuesday about then-President Donald Trump's effort to apply pressure to Republican slate legislators, election officials, and even federal officials. The number of migrant encounters on the southern border has hit a new record, with over 200,000 encounters. According to the Customs and Border Protection, this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Thank you, all the United States veterans.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Education Academy. Now, the website for the National Aviation Academy, I'll get that right in a minute, is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, Bo was in here yesterday from the National Aviation Academy, and we had quite a great interview with him, learned a lot of different things, and he called me up last night and told me that he had a couple of people call him up, and one person was going to come over, take a tour of the campus, and he was going to take them on the tour. So that's something that you can do, folks. They have two campuses for you to inspect to learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at, Tampa. They're over in Clearwater, the other side of Tampa Bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you can take a tour of the campus. You'll be able to talk to some of the students that are there. You'll be able to talk to some of the instructors that are there. And you'll be able to talk to the financial people that will help you with your student loan. Of course, if you're a veteran, they'll help you with your veterans benefits, too. But they will definitely walk you through the procedure. Now, the number to call to do just that is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. I'll give it to you one more time, 800-659-2080. Call that number and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. Now, you can do one or you can do both, whatever you think is best for you. And then that way you'll be able to make an educated decision on where it is you want to learn and train to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, two U.S. veterans, a Marine and a soldier, are reported missing in the Ukraine and may have been captured by the Russians. The U.S. State Department says it's looking into reports that Russia or Russian-backed separatist forces in Ukraine captured at least two American citizens. Also, the 41st Electronic Combat Squadron was deployed in Afghanistan for 20 years. They're now talking about their story, what they did, as they're back in the United States. The Department of Veterans Affairs may alter the rules for its community health care program from time to time. It's a system designed to keep veterans to see doctors outside of the VA system, and if you don't have AZ access to a VA medical facility, to stop that program's growing spending from devouring its overall health care budget, according to the VA Secretary, Dennis McDonough. That would be a mistake, which they're talking about limiting access to outside doctors to curb the rising costs. That would be a mistake for the VA to do that. A lot of people are, with the price of gas, you think they're going to drive up to Bay Pines or to James A. Haley from Venice, Florida? I don't think so. I don't think so. When it's going to cost you $40 or $50 of gas right now to do it. So the Army and the VA and the military in general needs to get their head screwed back on right about this one quickly. Now, a new standard, it would be above and beyond what the Army already evaluates for a separate fitness standard for combat specialties is being deployed right now. It's in the works. See what can happen. Also, with moving season in full swing, the policy now, more child care spaces are opening to working military families after the pause for COVID-19 and the priority systems. We'll see how that works out for everybody. Now, a U.S. defense official said there were no injuries in a U.S. military personnel and aircraft-involved raid where in Syria they captured a top ISIS leader on the ground in Syria, United States forces. And that's a good thing. It's all I know. I don't know anything else about it. By the way, the 36th Munition Squadron is ready in Guam for an improved standoff on weapons capability. Of course, Guam is one of our islands, one of our territories. Now, the U.S. will also send to Ukraine another $1 billion in weapons to fight Russia, including Harpoon anti-ship launchers for the first time and more ammunition for high-tech medium-range rocket launchers. In addition, there's more equipment going, which was approved. It was on again, off again, now it's on again. We'll see how all that works out. France is in the mix, too, giving them more missiles. By the way, the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania walked amidst the ruined buildings of the Ukrainian town of Irpin in a show of support, which the Kiev government hopes will be followed by concrete action to help it in the war with Russia. So far, those countries are all giving weapons of some form or type to the Ukraine. And despite the early losses, Russian President Vladimir Putin still desires to take over the Ukraine completely, as his armed forces have made some progress in the eastern part of the country. But they're not moving at the speed that they thought they would. They're really getting a big fight put up against them. A big fight. Now, the U.S. is probing how American electronics wound up in Russian military gear. Well, probably captured on the battlefield, and then they adapted, improvised, and overcame, just to guess on my part. When I say probably, I don't know any more than the next guy. By the way, Canada's to send some $9 million of replacement barrels for the howitzer guns to the Ukraine. They're heating up the barrels so fast, they got to replace them now with the howitzers. And the U.S. failed to track if arms used against the Yemen civilians were, in fact, in play here, according to the Government Accountability Office. Reports are that the United States weapons may have been used in Yemen to carry out repeated airstrikes and other attacks alleged to have killed civilians in Yemen. They're trying to figure out if that's true or not. And when Lieutenant General Chance Salzman thinks about how the Space Force will train its guardians and test its systems in the future, he pictures an integrated digital infrastructure, which is being put together right now as we speak. The Space Force is testing and training for a digital future. No surprises there, right? And the services may want to pause buying the F-35 fighter jet until the Block 4 version is available, and possibly curtail the program from reaching planned buys, according to House Armed Forces Chairman Representative Adam Smith, Democrat from Washington, said. Again, a lot of stuff going on here. And let's not forget, either, that the Department of Veterans Affairs released recommendations for realigning its infrastructure to best meet the needs of veterans and the community that it serves. They're making a modern-day VA by supporting the AIR Commission. We'll see how that goes. My friend Jimmy Smith with Concerned Veterans, I believe, is up in Washington right now talking about that with the VA. Okay, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Before I get started with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I'd like to tell you that Moss Acura brings you this portion of the program. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and mossacura.com is a website to go to find out why they get customers from all over the eastern part of the United States, including out as far west as Arizona. Now, I know why it is. The You Serve, You Save policy is part of it. Where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get afforded special deals because of their service to our country. And that's a tremendous thing. That's number one. Number two, your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And let's not forget some of the greatest, greatest, greatest retail trades now between you and the vehicle you've got. And going after the vehicle you want to get, you can make a lot of extra money that you hadn't planned on because your vehicle's worth more money. The trade-ins are worth more money right now. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
By the way, you're getting ready for your big weekend extravaganza, right?
But my extravaganza is lacrosse tournament in Connecticut.
Oh, but you've got a weekend program, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay, now, I'm sure you're going to be talking about this because this was big news yesterday as this poll emerged from Rasmussen Reports. This is the biggest, most dramatical turnaround so far when it comes to the economy. Inflation has emerged as the number one top concern amongst Americans headed into the midterm elections. 91% of Americans in the Rasmussen Reports poll are very concerned about inflation.
Yeah, it's funny. The left keeps this January 6th thing going. It's the top stories in the New York Times and a lot of the left-leaning papers, and quite honestly, nobody cares.
No.
But to quote the guy who looks like a bit of a lizard from Louisiana, James Carville, it's the economy, stupid, and the economy's hitting a lot of people quite hard. And the reality on the ground is that when you're getting punched like this on a regular basis, there's going to be a most certainly there's going to be some blowback. And the administration is basically their objective right now is just to pretend like it doesn't exist. It didn't happen. And everything's awesome.
Well, I've heard this morning from a variety of people. My first call was from a truck driver. And he was talking about how this is just literally killing them, and I know what they're saying. If you got diesel that costs $6 a gallon, just to take a figure, and a truck that gets 6 miles to the gallon, suddenly the expense of your fuel is $1 a mile. And many of these loads that these guys get offered barely pay them that. How are you going to stay in business?
Yeah, well, you don't take it. You don't do it. You got to ask for more money. And then you got to ask for more money, which has been rightfully so, that have to, charge more for the products. And that, that all filters down to us, we the consumers.
Right.
That's just another part of why everybody is upset. You're paying more, you're paying at the grocery bill, whatever it may be. You're getting whacked everywhere. It's a constant gut punch.
Right. Now, Goldman Sachs says the lack of investment in America oil is creating revenge of the old economy. Now, we do know that Joe Biden and company are up there going, well, the oil companies are making all this money, and they're not drilling, and they're not this, and they're not that. They can't. They're restricted, for God's sake. Just because you've got 6,000 or 7,000 permits to put a well in doesn't mean you're going to strike oil, and it doesn't mean you're even going to be able to drill without all this EPA crap and all this other stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Not to mention the fact you got the Biden climate czar, John Kerry, that moron, telling people need to drill anymore. You had the press secretary for Joe Biden yesterday say that we don't need more drilling at this point in time. That's not what we need. Their desire is not to do any more when it comes to drilling, and they made that apparent. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter what an oil company can make right now when they're selling oil. They're worried about down the road when prices come back down, and they're not able to make money, and they're regulated out of business. So why would they make that investment?
Well, Exxon is being picked on for being, I guess, the big boy on the block and not doing enough. But Exxon has currently got a $25 million investment on retooling and refitting one of their big refineries to keep up with the production that needs to be done, because they want everybody to take the oil we got in there and suddenly make it into 5 or 10 times the size of the amount of oil that you're going to get to be produced, I guess. But they won't allow us to build a new refinery. 1972 was the last time we had a new refinery anywhere.
Well, it's not only that. It's some of the ethanol mandates that they're increasing the amount of ethanol that they want to put into some of these fuel blends. And again, if you have an older car, it can be, quite damaging. It can be quite corrosive.
Can destroy your engine.
Those engines. So, that's a part of it as well. But you're right. I mean, all we do is we increase capacity of these refineries. We haven't built, you're right, we haven't built one since the 1970s.
Yeah. Now, I buy an octane booster, which is what you put in your tank to kind of counter the ethanol But a lot of people don't realize that you can do that and keep that in there, and it will help you. A lot of people just don't realize that.
Yeah, no, if you have an older car, it most certainly can be damaging. Also, lawn mowers and things like that, ethanol can be really tough on those engines.
Yep. Okay, now, something else here. Housing starts are collapsing as inflation and soaring interest rates are starting to hit hard. Now, I was down in Lakewood Ranch yesterday, and I don't see anything collapsing down there. I went down Lakewood Ranch Boulevard, and I got over east of there, east of Lorraine Road. They are putting houses and apartment buildings every freaking place you can figure to put them.
Yeah, I think a lot of those are also already been, spoken for and already sold. And, certain prices were, basically locked in for certain people. Without a doubt, nationally, when you have interest rates rise at the speed that they have, not to mention that they're at the highest level that we've seen since 2008, there's going to be some pushback. And it's okay. I mean, that's kind of, how you deal with inflation, to some degree. You get some of that, the demand down, and hopefully the prices will start to correct with that as well.
Mm. Now, for the first time in a long time, a surprise plunge has sent the Philly Fed Index into contraction, since the COVID lockdowns. Now, that's not good because it fell to a negative of 3.3 in June from a positive of 2.6 in May. So we're going backwards, and it looks like we're coming up on that magic two quarters of negative activity.
Yeah, we're most certainly going to be very, very close to it. Again, will the National Bureau of Economic Research, will they declare a recession? I'm not so sure because of the low unemployment that we have here in this country, but growth most certainly is contracting, despite what Joe Biden says.
Hmm. Okay. What are you talking about this weekend on your show? Give us a little tidbit.
Well, definitely going to be talking about inflation and interest rates and the Fed and what it means. And, again, walking people and through all of the difficulties in the markets right now and what people need to be doing.
Good, good. And I know you've always been really good about having your pulse on the beat of the country, just like I do, because you get a lot of contact from people around the country. I get a lot of contact, and we take that information and we use it to let the audience know what it is that's going on around the country versus the government that tries to push a line without even knowing what they're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. No, without a doubt. That's the key. You got to push back against the nonsensical conventional wisdom.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a good time. You said you're going to a tournament?
Oh, yeah, it's summertime. It's tournament.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
All right, yes, sir. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. By the way, this weekend I will be Saturday in Largo at the Largo Event Center for the Gun Show, Two Guys Gun Show there. And we'll have Guy Lamacos on at the bottom of the hour. Right now, coming up after the top of the hour news, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.